بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وألطفهم بأهله. حضرت عائشة رضي الله عنها narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said from amongst those that are perfect in their iman are those that have the best character. So if you look at the few ahadith that we already read, أَثْقَلُ فِي مِيزَانِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that person that has the weightiest scales on the day of Qiyamah will be who? Will be a person with good character. أَكْثَرُ مَا يُدْخِلُ النَّاسَ الْجَنَّةِ, that action that will enter people greatly into Jannat will be taqwa and good character. And in this hadith, inna min akmali al-mu'minina imana, those people that have the most kamil and perfect iman will be people of good character. So this itself makes us understand the importance of good character. Allah Ta'ala bless us all with good character. We need to learn it. We need to sit in the company of the pious. We need to reflect and see where I'm falling short. And our elders, so beautifully they say, that if a person stumbles, then improve. If I slipped up correctly, I didn't behave correctly, then move forward now, make tawbah, move forward, and try and improve ourselves. See how the next time I can be a better person. وَأَلْطَفُهُمْ بِأَهْلِهِ, and from among those that have perfect iman is, أَلْطَفُهُمْ بِأَهْلِهِ, those people that are very kind to their families, very kind to their families, not in relaxing the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the terms of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will make sure that we fulfill Allah ta'ala's commands, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But being kind and easy going with the family in terms of the way we speak to them and how we conduct with them and how we behave with them, for example with our children, then we are very loving towards the children, with our families also, and we speak in kind words, we're making sure that they are happy, keeping them happy, keeping them pleased at home, unnecessarily not causing them grief and not being abusive. So abuse can be in different ways. One is physical abuse, one is mental abuse, emotional abuse, so many types of abuse. Many women complain that their husband lives off them. That the husband expects them now to make arrangements for wealth for the house. So he wants to shirk his responsibilities. He doesn't want to provide food, he doesn't want to provide clothing, etc. So he uses a sophisticated way of putting pressure on the wife. Ask your father, ask your brothers, ask your family. Or if she has her own money, then I need this, I need that. So it's a thing of dignity and respect. Man has to have a self-honor that he's expecting his wife now to put food on the table and to provide. If a person is able, then he should make sure that from his side. I had a personal complaint that the husband doesn't want to use his money. He wants the wife to use all her money in the house. So this is a aspect of self-respect and honor, that a man shouldn't do this at home. So whatever is required at home, there were 11 women in Bukhari Sharif, 11 women discussed their husbands. So the one woman, in the end, she said that my husband, he provided everything for me. He gave me so much. He fed me so well. And he put so much of jewelry on me. And he kept me so happy. And my children also, my mother-in-law also, she was only of words of praise. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, I am like that man to his wife, I am like him to you. I gave you everything. So the wife must be pleased with the husband, that when she speaks really from the bottom of her heart, that whatever my husband could do, he did for me. It mustn't be that she has any complaints regarding her husband. Not regarding deen now, that we relax the laws of deen. Some people take it to the other extreme, that no, whatever my wife wants, I'll give it to her. Whatever she wants, even if it's against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with love, with respect, the person lives with his family and he keeps them happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding, give us